Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Hugh, I've always had a great love for decades for the wines from the Rhone in the south of France. And this is Côte du Rhone country and all of the myriad appellations that are attached with that. It's a time of year when we want to have a few more serious wines at hand.
Right.
And if you don't want to spend an arm and a leg, I think visiting the Rhone Valley makes a lot of sense.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense. And as we're now getting into the colder weather, these sort of bigger, broader red wines sort of make a lot of sense. Côte du Rhone is typically a blend of Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre. And while the more famous wines from the northern part of the Rhone Valley, Côte Rôti, et cetera, as you get further south, then it becomes a little more sort of a generic style Côte du Rhone. But then there are Côte du Rhone Village, the most famous of which is obviously Châteauneuf-du-Pape. So anyway, without further ado, there's a really wonderful producer named Alain Jaume.
Oh, yes.
And he makes all the top-tier wines from the ones of the north all the way down into the south. They've been in business since the early 19th century. He has one called Domaine Grand Veneur, and it's Les Champauvins, and it's 2016 Côte du Rhone, 15% ABV. This is just killer stuff. Deep garnet with luscious flavors of black raspberry, notes of violet and cocoa. It's a wonderful, supplely layered fruit with fine tannins and a lingering finish, hint of pepper and spice, and it's $25.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. There's a lot of Côte du Rhones out there. This is a little few more dollars than a lot of your basic ones, but this just performs really well. All right, now this is one that's a little challenging for me to pronounce. It's a Gigondas, which is a Côte du Rhone village.
Right.
This is La La Lai, and we'll put this on the website because it's actually with an H. It's a little tough. This is a 2016 as well. Now this is from a co-op producer. Grenache, 75% with Syrah, Mourvèdre, and Sansot. There's one other grape that's in this particular blend. Deep garnet with a forward spicy nose of black fruit tar, densely extracted with good length and power. It's actually slightly lighter than the Grand Veneur, but with slightly dustier, more assertive tannins. So if you want to see something which is just slightly different in overall character, I would try this particular Gigondas. And this one's $24.
So that's real for Gigondas?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty darn good value. Now, so we started off with a producer, Alain Jaume, and then we went to a co-op which produced the Gigondas. And now here's sort of a négociant, for lack of better words. Olivier and Lafont. They've put together this Vacura, which is another little town, Côte du Rhone village, 2015, again 15%. This was probably my favorite of the three. Deep garnet, forward black raspberry, spicy nose with elements of cocoa and incense. That was really kind of a cool little pop. Grenache, mostly old vine Grenache, 20% Mourvèdre, 20% Syrah, favorite of the three. Just awesome. $24.99.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Wow. None of these are, you know,
they're not going to break the bank.
No. And quite often you pay a lot more for these. So
yep.
Wines with the kind of complexity you're describing are pretty, that's pretty astonishing.
I liked them.
Well, we're going to put them on the website so people can look them up.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.